It was a big, big event for Matatua. They had their regionals over the weekend, and I note there are many regionals too as we try and determine the lineup for our next Matatini. I think the 8th and 9th of March, Tarawa and Te Kahuimanga are also hosting theirs, but it was at Torere where the competition took place over the weekend. Joining us for a kōrero about it, Te Kahautu Maxwell, who's had a lifetime involvement in kapa, and also is a translator and interpreter and has studied performing arts more than most, also a doctorate of philosophy. So it's all rolled into a great love of kapa haka and the vehicle it provides for Māori empowerment. A warm welcome once again. Te rangatira, te kahautu, kia ora, anō hoki maira.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Yeah, kia ora koutou.
Tēnā koe. Well, I mean, a lot of us were interested too with the emergence of Te Taumata o Apanui. Good as well, but not the best. I see the national champions were again successful, but let's talk about the Matatua regionals. What stood out most for you, having followed this for such a long time?
Well, we had held it at Te One Torere, Torere being Ngaitai people from the Tainui Kanu. You know, I think Torere has a population of about 300 people, and they had an influx of 10,000 people into Torere, and that's what stood out for me, being having the capacity to host and be kind hosts and generous hosts and humble hosts. The Ngaitai people, the last time they held it was 14 years ago, and to host it again at Te One, that's the highlight, being able to host and seeing our people come together, because we did have COVID. So it was the first regional festival that Matatua has come together since COVID. So, yeah, just seeing the joy and the passion on our people's faces, just to be united again as a people of Matatua to celebrate our culture. And it's a platform where we as a people of Matatua are able to exercise our own mana motuhake. You know, we'll do it how we want to do it, and we'll highlight political issues or any issues that we as a people and the respective tribes and the respective kapa haka feel that are important, that need to be aired out on the kapa haka stage. So yeah, that's the highlight for me. The message was loud and clear: Toitū te tiriti. And we had the Member of Parliament for Wairiki, my cousin Rawiri Waititi, taking the stage with Te Taumata o Apanui and making the statement loud and clear, like with all kapa haka, our mana motuhake and defending and protecting the treaty and the rights that are guaranteed under the treaty to us as a people, and also the protection of our language, something that's very important to us as a people. So those messages were made loud and clear to the listener, and hopefully to our coalition government, you know, hands off the treaty and hands off our reo. Was interesting, I was at the my tribe, Te Whakato here, and our dairy farm made it into the finals of the Ahu Whenua Cup. And the announcement was made last Thursday in Parliament, and to see the kapa haka and the real component of the announcement and the in Parliament, and how integral it is to our real and our culture is in terms of the goings on inside Parliament. So yeah, that's what was important to me, seeing all our people from newborns to 90 plus year olds all coming together at Torere. Kia ora, Dale.
Tēnā koe. And Look, just think about the logistics of it there for a moment, that it could be hosted by Torere as an acknowledgement of their community, but also how Matatu are able to wrap around all the logistics to make it a reality. And I guess we had some pretty decent weather. Apunu winners, o hene matarua ki roa tahuna second, taui to mai tawhiti and te tomato apunui were third equal. I spoke last week with Rawiri, who mentioned that they were singing a waiata. I think he mentioned that it was one of his kui who wrote it in 1835. So again, we're able to reach back through the eons of time and bring forward a waiata that still has significance and resonance. And he also touched on the fact that when we put all our motetea together across time, it almost acted like a newspaper for our people, and those waiata would travel from one marae to the next. This is how we, a form of communication, and also a very important sort of resource, almost like a musical vault that tells the story of time from a Māori perspective. All this is very important in our Māori performing arts. What took your attention in some of that regard, Te Kahoti?
Yeah, well, Rawiri's right. The motetea our records are it tells us as a people what was happening at a certain period of time, and tells us what were the significant events happening at that time, the loss of great leaders and their great deeds and feats that they had achieved during their time. So yeah, the motete are very important to us as a people, and there's, although they've been written over 150 years ago and older, they still have relevancy today for that fact that it tells us what happened at that time, and it's able to connect us. We use those as evidence in our treaty claims today when we need supporting evidence. We just go to those motete because they tell the story. There are lots of motete that were revived. Lots of them, the tunes themselves have been lost. And so what our people are doing today is putting a motete tune to these motete that are no longer in vogue or sung on our marae today. And it's through kapahaka that you're able to revive these motete. And you're able to, it's also a teaching resource where we can teach our people about who the motete was written for, who composed it, and what the composer was famous for, why the composer composed it, who it was composed for, and what the subject of the motete, what the subject was famous for. So it's a good teaching resource, and it's able to revive those stories within amongst our people. And kapahaka is the forum where those stories come back to life, and the performers themselves are able to inject their own interpretation through their body movements, through their face, their facial reactions. Motete are very important to us today. As I said, we use them in the High Court now when as evidence, because who can negate saying no, that's not true, because it was written back at that time when a certain event happened, and it puts our people in a place, and it validates our claim or mana on mana whenua, mana moana, our authority over a particular place and at that time. Kia ora, Dave.
Tēnā koe. Te kahatū. Six teams are going forward into Te Matatini, and as mentioned, coming up, Tauroa and Te Kahui Maunga joining us for a call to Te Kahau to Max. We're a long time kaimahi for supporter of and te rangatira in our kapahaka fraternity. Mariora, kia koe e te rangatira, kia ora rā koe.
Tēnā koutou.
Tēnā koe.